Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. No, I have it where I can post it. Mm-hmm. Do you want the decrees or the prayer or both? You want me to do one answer and the other? Okay. Because those decrees are very good too. Rebecca. All right. All right, let me make it bigger. Is that any better? Or go bigger? I'm on 40. This is 40 right now. Okay. To pray for protection. Your word tells us that unless you keep or guard a city, the efforts of watchmen are in vain. Therefore, we look to you for protection. You are our refuge, a very present help in times of trouble. When you are for us, who can be against us? You save us from our enemies, men of all, men of bloodshed who do iniquity. You are the creator and owner of the entire world, all of its inhabitants, as well as the seas and rivers. You are the King Glory. And the Lord strong and mighty in battle, and the Lord of angel armies, as a master workman, set the boundaries for the seas and drew the tributaries of the earth, and still maintain ownership and authority over them. Throne of grace through Yeshua, the blood of Jesus, the cross, is our official pass, giving us authority to accomplish this assignment. Our deliverance from evil is in the power and blood of Jesus. However, we believe you are also reminding us of the 300 arrowheads, five of which were buried in each state after being anointed with oil by, as our First Nations friends prayed over the oil, they were led to declare Isaiah 60, verse 18. Violence will not be heard again in your land. nor devastation or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. With you, Lord, through the cross, also joins us in covenant with our First Nations brothers and sisters. We believe you are cleansing America of past sins, healing her of broken covenants and relational wounds, and giving us a future filled with hope. To you, Lord, nothing is hidden. You reveal and expose secret plans and agendas. That's what any foreign or domestic plans to harm our dams, waterways, and water supply will be revealed and thwarted before they are carried out. Expose every plot to restrict our supply lines, hinder our power sources, or tamper in any way with our water supplies, dams, or waterways. Prevent the theft of weapons, extortion, and all that would assist terrorist activities. Frustrate the plans of the crafty to keep their plans from succeeding and create disunity and confusion among them. Prevent those bent on doing evil from infiltrating critical positions of influence in our nation. Expose all corruption and confusion that would delay the rooting out of terrorism. Protect and give wisdom, discernment, and intelligence to all those involved in the search for terrorists, police departments, Homeland Security, and their partners, the FBI, border agents, and guards at dams and waterway entrances. Open their eyes, direct their steps, and reveal the whereabouts of all those bent on doing evil. Both any positions of authority who may be involved in aiding or advancing terrorism from within. Protect us from cyber attacks. Contend with those who contend with us. Cause evil to bow down before the good and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. We ask the Holy Spirit would hover over the dams and waterways in our nations just as he did the waters of the earth in Genesis 1-2, releasing life and blessing. Arise over us, God, and cause every enemy to be scattered. Amen. Amen. The decrees. Father, we know that if Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters at creation, Jesus was declaring life-giving words as his ecclesia. The representatives, we now declare and decree his words over our water supply, waterways, and dams. Thunders upon America's waters, blessing them with peace. We declare peace and security within our nation's walls. Violence will no more be heard in our land. Devastation or destruction within our borders our walls, our salvation, and our gates praise. We declare that God is a wall of fire around our nation, and his glory is in our midst. He is our hiding place. We are protected from trouble because he surrounds us with songs of deliverance, and his angels encamp around us. The Lord keeps us from harm by day and by night, watching over our coming and going from now and forever. We decree by faith in God and his word that every dam, waterway, and water supply is in protected and shielded from evil. No evil plot, planned or devised against them will succeed. Every snare is broken. We will not fear, and terror will not come near us. We decree Proverbs 21:22 over America. A warrior filled with wisdom ascends into the high places and releases regional breakthrough, bringing down the strongholds of the mighty. Therefore, we decree the tearing down of every hidden stronghold of the enemy over America's dams, waterways, and water supply, and release breakthroughs in every region. We declare Isaiah 58:11 over America that she is a well-watered garden whose waters do not fail. I can grab it. Do you want from the Jerusalem Doubleday? Amen. Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of fowlers hoping to destroy you. He covers us with your feathers, and we find shelter underneath your wings. We do not fear the terrors of night, the arrow that flies in the daytime, the plague that stalks in the dark, the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself shall remain unscathed with his faithfulness for shield and buckler. You have only to look around to see how the wicked are repaid. You who can say, Yahweh, my refuge, and make Elyon your fortress, no disaster can overtake you. No plague come near your tent. He will put you in his angel's charge to guard you wherever you go. They will support you on their hands so you don't hurt your foot against a stone. You will tread on lion and adder, trample on savage lions and dragons. God said, I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life long and full and show them how I can save. Amen. It is free by faith in God and his word that every dam, waterway, and water supply in all of America is protected and shielded from evil. Love, do you know you're muted? Yes. You are back. Wow, that is awesome. I didn't realize that. Oh, cool. Amen. So excited. Thank you. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am because he is the great I am. I go do what he tells me to do. The Holy Spirit of God, my resident teacher, is making his word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the word of God and plant him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing 100-fold return and more. In my spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I declare all excess fat that I don't want on this body is dissolved and gone from it now in Jesus' name. I declare my teeth and gums and all of the tissues and bones of this mouth are restored to the health and condition they were in when we were 17 years old on this earth in this body. I call it done now in Jesus' mighty name. Take 40.
Thank you.
I don't know. I've never seen that before. Thank you. That would be awesome, and no, they did not.
Right.
Love you, Tracy. Glad to have you with us. And thank you for doing verses. Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you for everything Jesus suffered so we can be healthy. We declare Roger receives perfect health in every tissue. Of his mouth and throat and perfect function in every cell of his body now. Thank you, Father, that we know you always hear our prayers, Lord. Amen. Where are yesterday?
I didn't do this last night.
I receive this message today and grasp the understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. God's love is perfect. So we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and its torment. In Jesus' name. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So today, be made perfect in him. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and your mercy, all of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life and very being with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. Amen. Worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. I give you praise, you are my righteousness. Thank you. Champion, Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. I give you praise, you are my righteousness. I worship you, mighty God. There is none like you. I don't see her either. I don't remember if she said there was something going on with the family or not, but she's not here. Yeah, love you, Tracy. Thank you for being with us. And Jesus is Lord.